This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
All right, good. How you doing?
All right.
Good to see you.
Everybody okay at home?
More, I hope so.
Yeah.
They were when I left.
Emily Flake has been drawing cartoons for The New Yorker since 2008. She's sharp. She's versatile, she's funny, she does pop culture, parenting, politics, all of them equally well. One recent cartoon, The Best I Can Do It on the Radio, has a worried-looking couple reading a letter. And the man says, "Our health insurance is being replaced by a series of tweets calling us losers."
I don't think I have to clue you in as to why, but there are a lot of bummed-out people wandering around in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even get into it. But
right.
Make their lives better. Give them some suggestions on things they can read, look at, think about that take their mind off current events.
Sure. I mean, the things that I've been using to take to make myself feel happier, besides giant bags of candy.
Mm-hmm. Which candy do you like?
Mary Jane's, Bit of Honey's. I like the caramelly,
you like the really
sticky things.
You don't have a filling left in your mouth, do you?
No. I gum them. It's really undignified.
But these are not your suggestions.
These are not my suggestions.
What are?
So I bought a book on the internet. This is called The Importance of Living by Lin Yu Tang. He is a Chinese fella. He wrote this in 1937. And it's sort of like a rambling philosophical book about life and how to live it, more or less. You know, it's written in the 30s, so it's not sexist. But
where did he live? Who was
it? He lived in New York. Want me to Wikipedia this real quick? Because I'll totally do that.
I think a radio audience would love that.
Yeah. Hold on, radio audience, while I play around on my phone. I don't know. You guys Google it. He wrote this book that is really, and it's like scarily prescient.
You want to give us an example?
Sure.
It's Lin Yu Tang's book, and it's called?
The Importance of Living. This isn't going to cheer anybody up.
This is from a chapter called Having a Mind.
Yeah. So knowing then our human frailties, we have the more reason to hate the despicable wretch who in demagogue fashion makes use of our human foibles to hound us into another world war, who inculcates hatred of which we already have too much, who glorifies self-aggrandizement and self-interest of which there is no lack, who appeals to our animal bigotry and racial prejudice, who deletes the fifth commandment in the training of youth and encourages killing and war as noble, as if we were not already warlike enough creatures, and who whips up and stirs our mortal passions as if we were not already very near the beast.
You were going to make us feel better about current affairs.
Would you like some candy?
Yeah. So, Emily, do you have another incredibly uplifting suggestion?
I do. When I'm not looking at history to tell me how terrible things are going to be, I crawl down eBay wormholes looking for other historical things I like. I fell in love with this magazine because of a book that I bought at a used bookstore that was like a compendium of their food writing.
Holiday Magazine.
Yeah.
Which was Roger Angel's first job.
Yeah, he's got a piece in this.
What's it about?
It's about shopping in New York.
Wow, we yeah. can torture him with that.
Let's too, can yeah, we? That would be amazing.
Can. We absolutely can.
But it's this incredible, it's
huge.
This
is huge. April 1949, mm-hmm. a piece about shopping written by Roger Angel, who's still very much on the staff and yeah. writes for us about baseball and other things. Amazing. It's a beautiful magazine too. It looks the way magazines no longer can, let's just put it this way, afford to. It's about twice the size of an ordinary magazine.
Yeah. And just gorgeous illustration, and the writing strikes this tone sort of between like chummy and erudite that is really charming and readable. It's fantastic.
And so as a cartoonist, do you, other than the books that you've got and things that you can find on the internet, are there magazines that you go look at? And other than Old New Yorkers, who else did cartooning that you can benefit by?
Playboy. Yeah. just read it for the cartoons.
Yeah.
There's one, and I don't remember if this was in Playboy or it might have been in Penthouse. It's some, you know, some skin mag. And it's two little boys holding a syringe over their sleeping parents. And they're like, won't mom and dad be angry to wake up and find out they're heroin addicts? Yeah, I'm like, this is my favorite cartoon. In the whole world.
That didn't make it into the New Yorker.
Somebody slept on
maybe,
that.
Maybe this week.
Yeah.
And so your daughter is 4?
She is.
What kind of magazines? What do you want her to be reading when the time comes?
National Lampoon, if I can get some of those on eBay. You know, old Playboys when the nudes were still tasteful. I don't know. I hope my daughter, when magazine time comes, like is able to read magazines and doesn't have to spend all of her time fighting sentient robots.
Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The cartoonist Emily Flake.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.